just don't go too far away. Amen. Happy birthday to the pastor. Wow. And a celebration tonight after the service. It's okay to get a card that's been pre-printed by this computer, probably in another nation. That's all right. But be sure you write something personal. That's what counts. Write something personal. If you can put an offering in there, do it. Regardless of what you've heard, preachers are not rich. Amen. If you think they are, you've been watching too much TN. Amen. And it's a privilege to be here. Sister Johnson wanted to come. She wasn't able to come because of a severe concussion that she contracted Thursday evening late. In fact, I didn't get her out of the ER until 2 a.m. Friday morning. She had dreamed about coming and wanted to come. Amen. Sister Brenda Like. Who's sitting beside you? This is a historic occasion. I never saw your husband in church before. Looks good. Looks good. Praise God. Looks good. I see my good friend Candace. Candace has visited our church a couple of times. It's definitely always a privilege. Praise God. Wow. So many people. I thought after everything that Brother Dwayne had gone through, I probably wouldn't even know who he was. I was wrong. He's as ugly as he ever was. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Do we have anybody that rode the buses in here? I need to know. Okay, we're working on a deadline. You understand that. When you have bus people, there's a schedule you have to meet. Amen. Understand that. Somebody told me one time, Pastor, if you don't get rid of those kids, I'm out of here. I said, we're going to miss you. Amen. If you don't have young people and children in your church and even babies, you are a dying church. I don't care if you've got 5,000 on Sunday morning. You're dying. Amen. And that's where it is. You folks are on up in the age I am. You pretty well hold your row. You've done what you're going to do. You've heard Daniel the Lion's Den so many times you could quote it backwards. But it's these kids and young people that are going to change the world. Amen. We're not going to change the world. But they are. They're going to change the world. Amen. And I'm delighted. I've been in church a long time. Jesus Christ became my Savior in 1956. I've been in a lot of services. In the church I pastor now, I've been in the pulpit 2,400 times since I've been there. You've heard practice makes perfect. Forget it. Whoever come up with that didn't know what they were talking about. But I've been in church a lot of times. I've watched people. And after a while, you get to where it's not so much what people tell you, it's what you feel and what you sense. There is a tremendous unity here. There's peace. Do you recognize what that... Listen, there's churches that have been in convulsions from the day they started. And the families bear the result of that because when they really needed... something from God, the church had its own problems. They were in confusion. They were in convulsions. They were trying to figure out whether the carpet was going to be yellow or brown or whatever. Amen. You are blessed. I know you know that. And for the peace and the unity and the love for each other, I sense that you're coming through. Praise God, Pastor. You're doing it right. And the Armstrongs, I've heard nothing but good I'm surprised. I've heard nothing but good about these people. I heard Brother Matt preach maybe his first message. If it wasn't, it was close. His own pastor wouldn't even let him preach. I should have clued off of that. So I had him to come up and he preached in our church. It was awful. So he went to Bible school in about a year. They had him listed to preach the youth rally in our area. We don't tape our services. Honey, it's my word against yours. Amen. Well, I tape for the children's workers, but they got to give them back to me the next service. So I can say things there. But I said, you know, Brother Matt's going to preach. And I wish I didn't have to go, but I got a duty to, and I'm going. We got there, and he preached the greatest message I have ever heard preached to young people in my life. I've preached a few myself. I've heard hundreds of them before. He topped them all. And I had to do something. John Wayne says never do. John Wayne says don't apologize. It denotes weakness. And I had to apologize to Brother Matt, and I had to apologize to our church. And I said, I missed it. These are great folks. Fortunate to have them. Pastor, amen. I tell you, glory to God. And your mother-in-law? Susan. She looks younger. Wow. Glory to God. I have a schedule to keep. I hope you'll be back tonight. Brother Maximovich has consented to let me use his accordion. I can't play it like he does. When I came here to be the pastor, oh, I don't know, some 20 years ago, I brought my accordion with me. The deacons didn't like it. They didn't like it. They never told me they didn't like it. But when people get up and go out and go to the deacon's room and don't come back till you get through playing it, you know they don't like it. But the Polacks loved it. Praise God. And thank God we had enough Polacks. I took it to Chicago one time. I had it in the back seat. I'd forgot to take it out. And I learned not to go to Chicago unless it's a matter of life and death, because it may very well be before you get out of there. One day I was there, they'd already had 21 homicides, and it was only 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And I left my cord in the back seat, and I got down the street about a block and a half and remembered I'd left the car unlocked and left the back window down. I thought, oh, God. I turned and ran back and got back. It was still there. And somebody had put 2 others in there with it. I don't know what happened to the cordons. I like them. I don't allow kids with no talent to beat on the piano in our church. Never have. Pentecostal kids have ruined the tune on more pianos than you can shake a stick at, and I just don't allow them. Unless they're taking music lessons or unless they're playing real music, amen, they know not to get up there and start banging around. And I hadn't been pastor here very long, and I was over here after the altar service, and I heard somebody tinkering on the piano. I turned around and yelled, "Get that kid off that piano!" It was Brother Mac. He was up there tuning it up. Only church I ever pastored, where the piano got tuned almost every service. Very talented man. Very talented man. Amen. There's so many people here. We love you so much. We still pray for you. I thought about writing and seeing if they'd start sending me some of the tithes, but decided that probably wouldn't work. Brother Ron Lambden is such a delight. You know, he was a good kid. Even when he was a little guy, he was a good kid. He's always been a good kid. I don't know really what's happened to him, but I'm delighted to see him doing something useful. What is your excuse? Amen. Brother Ron, are you married? Do you have a family? What? Whoa. Wow. Well, it won't be long. It won't be long. Amen. Let's see. This was a big secret deal. I couldn't show myself anywhere. I had to come to church today without trimming my fingernails because if I went to Walmart, I'm liable to run into somebody that'll squeal. And you know, some people can't keep a secret. I didn't get a chance to clear with a sound man or anything like that, and so I don't know what's going to happen, but let's try it, Brother Ron. That's not it. You're right. I'm wrong. Like I said, keep going. Try the next one. Sir? That's the only one. I brought the wrong track. Turn it off. You have just witnessed a miracle. You have been spared. Come back tonight. Maybe we'll have it all straightened out. In the book of John chapter 12 and verse 9, God is going to do some awesome things in this service this morning. I know it. God is going to do some awesome things before we leave this service today. Amen. In the book of John chapter 12 and verse 9. Now, the background of the story is Jesus is appearing there and there's a very famous person that is appearing with him on the stage. John 12 verse 9. Much people of the Jews therefore knew that he, Jesus, was there. And they came not for Jesus' sake only. Oh. Well, I wonder why they came. Why would they come if they didn't come for Jesus only? Well, let's see. But that they might see Lazarus also, whom he, Jesus, had raised from the dead. God uses personalities. He uses people. Amen. But the chief priests consulted that they might put Lazarus also to death. Because that by reason of him, many of the Jews went away and believed not on Jesus. God, breathe upon us, Lord. Touch this lovely congregation, God. Minister, Lord, in the children's services and touch the workers and refresh their spirit, God, and touch the kids and their family. And we'll give you the praise. Amen. Glory to God. You know the story about Jesus raising Lazarus, so I won't go there. But I was stunned when I read that the religious leaders of the day, when they came to a meeting where he's on the platform with Jesus. I remember when Colonel Harlan Sanders got saved and at the General Council in Dallas, Texas, they had him on the platform. There he is up there with his goatee. They're taking offerings in Kentucky Fried Chicken buckets. I mean, it was a famous conversion of the day. Amen. Some people said, well, they shouldn't have been up there. I think they should. I don't think they were being any more dramatic than Jesus Christ was. And when he appeared to this crowd on the platform, he has nobody but Lazarus. Lazarus is alive. And a lot of people came not for Jesus only. Now, they came for him. But they also came because Lazarus is going to be on the platform. And there they are. But the priests weren't happy. They wanted to put him to death. Well, he already was dead. Jesus raised him to life. What are they thinking? They want to put him to death. Why? Because Lazarus, walking the streets alive, proved that the carpenter is God. Hallelujah. Every time Lazarus showed up, it proved that the carpenter was God. Hallelujah. Listen, mister, he's still God today. He's still God today. Hallelujah. He can do anything. The possibilities are unlimited. Hallelujah. I have never involved myself in any project that has brought me more grief, pain, and heartache than this trip. 2 weeks ago, I was on crutches. I could hardly walk. Amen. And I won't go into everything that happened, but in the last 3 weeks, I put Sister Johnson in the hospital each of the 3 weeks. 3 weeks ago, 3 days. The next week, 3 more days. Last Thursday night, once again, and the doctor came out and said she has a severe concussion. And there's nothing we can do about that. But we're going to send her home, and you check on her every 2 hours to make sure that she's alert. And so I'd go in to rouse her up. She didn't have any trouble with knowing who she was and where she was, but she never did get the 37th president right. She never got that. The three girls, our three daughters, are there with her now. Somebody said, it's too bad you couldn't be there with them. Well, if my wife didn't have concussions, they wouldn't be there now. They're married to pastors and they all pastor churches. How did she get a concussion? I was run over. I'm talking about run over by a runaway riding mower. You're looking at a miracle. You won't see many people, if ever, in your life who have been run over by a riding mower who will be up on Sunday morning to tell you about it. I got bruises. I got black spots. No, I've never done a tattoo. I never will. But my body looks like a drunk tattoo artist got a hold of it. I've got all kinds of things there, but some of the words were misspelled. Amen. The thing ran over me, knocked me down, and when I fell, she was right behind me. She fell and hit her head on the concrete, and it was so hard, I heard the blow. She's writhing in pain, throwing up. I know what that means. It means concussion. I'm trapped under this riding mower. I can't even get to her to help her. I said, whatever you do, don't set up. Stay down. She starts throwing up. I'm trying to get myself extradited from underneath this very heavy riding lawnmower, and I keep working till I finally get loose, and I get to her and took her to the ER, and they said she's got a concussion. Amen. Friday evening before I left to go to the airport, I went out with a hedge clipper to try to cut some ground cover I have. I love ground cover. The more you got, the more you don't mow. And this year we're having the most unusual spring we've ever had. We're in the 90s now. Our gas is 40 to 50 cents a gallon cheaper than yours. Our speed limits out in the open range from 70 to 80. I'd forgotten what it was like to drive from Indy to Goshen. I thought I'd never get here. Kids kept calling, are you there yet? No, I'm not there. Well, where are you? I don't have the clue in the world. I'm at this stop sign. I'm at this stoplight. 45, 55. Finally got up to 60. Bumper to bumper traffic. Amen. You need a freeway bad. From Goshen to Indy. I got here, and wouldn't you know, some things never change. The water in Goshen is still hard. Yep. Still is. Hallelujah. Still is. But I went in to say goodbye to Sister Johnson. She was brokenhearted because she couldn't come. She tried every way in the world to get well, but every time she would sit up, the room would start spinning, nausea, symptoms of concussion. She just couldn't do it. And I went in to say goodbye. And I haven't told you all the things that have happened to us. I almost cut my finger off on that little old clipper that I was going to clip that ground cover with so the kids wouldn't have to wade in ground cover knee deep when they got out of their cars. Inadvertently got my finger in there. That thing sharp. almost cut it off. At the DFW airport, they're tearing up every known road in the area. No road signs, no street signs, no nothing. It's dark. People are everywhere. I don't know where I am. I don't know where to go. The English lady who has such a lovely accent that generally tells me where to turn is totally confused. She has never seen anything like that. I finally got to the hotel about midnight, exhausted. And then we got on the plane, and we got out to take off, and the pilot got on there, and I didn't like his voice. He sounded young. When I get on an airline, ladies and gentlemen, I want to see gray hair. I want to see lots of gray hair. His voice sounded too young to suit me. But he said, a caution light has come on, and we're going to have to go back to the gate and get a mechanic. I leaned over to my seatmate, who is a gentleman, and I said, do you recognize we are flying on a bankrupt airline? American Airlines is bankrupt. I hadn't thought about it till that caution light come on. Amen. Delayed a whole hour, finally got there. Amen. All those things. But before I left, I went into Sister Johnson and I said, I have never encountered the difficulties that we have gone through since we planned this trip. And she said, maybe God's trying to tell you not to go. I said, no. All God's got to say is no, and I don't go. He don't have to run over me with a lawnmower. He don't have to knock you down and cause a concussion. He don't have to put you in the hospital with mysterious diseases that run every test known to man and never found out what it was. Don't have a clue to this day. Listen, folks, doctors don't know everything. But Jesus does. Hallelujah. Jesus does. Thank God. Jesus does. And if you've come in here today, amen. Listen, you're not looking at a man who criticizes doctors, except the bad ones. Amen. God will not do for you what you can do for yourself. Amen. He will not do for you what you can do for yourself. But there's a lot of things you can't do. The doctor can't do. And then Jesus comes on, and He's not just a physician. He is the physician. Hallelujah. And I came in to take her hand to pray with her one more time before I left. And I said, God's going to do some awesome things in Goshen, Indiana. And she said, well, maybe God don't want you to go. No, if He didn't want me to go, all He's got to do is say no. Don't go. I don't go. I said, this has got the devil's tracks all over it. Because He knows God's going to do some things, and He doesn't want that to happen. Hallelujah. God's going to do some things. I feel it. I sense it. Hallelujah. I was so keyed up last night, I could hardly go to sleep in the wee hours. I thought, man, I need to get what rest I could. I just couldn't. God was dealing with my heart and showing me things. Thank God. Hallelujah. I woke up refreshed today. Thank God. I am super by the power and the presence of God. Hallelujah. I want you to say it with me. I am super by the power and the presence of God. Amen. God knew you'd be here. We don't even know ourselves one day to the next. And we're admonished in the Word of God to say, if God wills, things like that. Amen. We're told that, but sometimes we don't even know, but God knows, and He knew who was going to be here today. Amen. Now, I cannot blame the lawnmower with all the damage that you see to my physical being. In all honesty, I can't. Time has done some of it. And to the teenage fellas, I say, in 50 years, you'll look like me. I love to see that look of horror that comes over their face just a moment. It'll happen. That's what time does to you. Amen? So I'm trapped under the mower. My wife is writhing on the concrete in pain, throwing up, and I can't even get to her. You're in big trouble when the only thing you can remember is what and who hurt you. If that's all you can think about. If that's what's on your mind, amen. And listen, folks, it's awful easy to get hurt. I'm not talking about being run over by a lawnmower. You can. My wife said, there's so much we can be thankful for. The blade wasn't engaged. I said, yeah, that's something to be thankful for. How in the world I, at my physical condition, could pass under the belly of a mower with the deck down? Don't judge me. Amen. I don't know how. But I know that God, by His grace and His mercy, was there. The devil meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. Amen. You're not a failure because somebody says you are. You're not a failure even when you believe you are. Just don't believe it too long. You're a believer when God says you're a failure. I have experiences all the time with people who said, well, the doctors give me 6 months. In his qualified professional experience, he has made a prediction, and that's all it is a prediction. God holds our breath in His hands. Stella had cancer. They sent her home to die. Said nothing else. The chemo's killing you. That's all. That was a year ago. I visited Stella last week. She's still very much alive. In fact, she looks better now than she did a year ago. How do you explain that? I don't even try to go there. Amen? I just know that God is going to have the final word. Amen. He is. And you're not a failure because you fall down. You are if you don't get up. Amen. I had something to happen I've never had happen before. And God was showing me this service. When I dream in color. I do not dream in black and white. When I read the Word of God, I read it in color, not in black and white. When I show dreams, and all of them I don't think come have spiritual connotations to them, but when I dream in color. And God showed me some things He's going to do in this service today. And this was the strange part about it, and I didn't really understand it, but I don't know anything to do but put it out there. God said He's going to heal people who are wearing white shoes. Now, I don't know who's wearing white shoes. You may not even know what shoes you're wearing. But if you're wearing white shoes, I'm going to take God at His word. I want you to stand up right now and lift your hands. Amen? Glory to God. You're wearing white shoes. Well, that lady's too beautiful. She don't need anything. And then maybe she does. I feel like she does. Amen. You're okay? You don't need anything? Stand up. I'll be back. Glory to God. Sister Deborah, help me. Jesus, in Your name. Oh, God. I call upon You right now. Lord, meet this need. Minister, Lord, by the power and the presence of God. I believe You, Jesus. Thank You, God. Thank You, God. Thank You, God. Thank You, God. Hallelujah. Jesus, lift both hands. God, I look to You, Lord. I believe You, God. Meet this need in the name of the Lord. Not so much a physical need, but something else. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank You, God. Thank You, God. Thank You, God. Thank You, God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. You don't look like you need anything. You look healthy to me. Praise God. But God knew you'd be wearing white shoes today, and He promised He's going to do something special in your life. Sister Brenda, would you help me pray?
Glory to God. Oh God, in the name of the Lord, I believe you right now, God. I know this is strange, but you're an awesome God. I call upon you, Lord, to bring deliverance by the power and the presence of God. Touch my sister, Lord. Heal her and meet her need now in the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God, I praise you. I praise you. I praise you. Thank God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. What do you want God to do? You want to go dancing? You're a dancer. Well, you're not 16. You're going to have to cut back on that, you know. But God's going to heal you. Jesus, I look to you. God, I call upon you in the name of the Lord. I believe you, God, to undertake in this mysterious need. Heal, I pray, in the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory to God. I can't walk around that way. I got to come through here. Sister Arbutus, how you doing? You're going to live to be 100. Praise God. Hallelujah. You're not far from it, are you? Praise God. I want you to help me pray the prayer of faith for this lady. Lord, I look to you in the name of Jesus. Touch my sister, God. Give her deliverance by the power and the presence of God as we wait upon you. Move upon her life by your power and your presence and give her deliverance now according to your promise, God. Thank you. Lift both hands and say, Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Listen, the impression was so strong. I would have wore white shoes myself, which I've never worn any in my life. But I would have if I had any. Glory to God. I didn't. Amen. But we're dealing with God. He's not like us. He's not like us at all. You know, in Egypt, when the angel came through the land that last night when the slaves were in Egypt and they were leaving, they were out of there. He wasn't looking for good people. He wasn't looking for rich people. He wasn't looking for healthy people. Amen. He wasn't looking for famous people. He was looking for people that were behind the blood. Hallelujah. And when he saw the blood, hallelujah, glory to God. God is not coming through the land looking for people today that are good people, people that are famous people. He is looking for people that's under the blood. Hallelujah. If you're under the blood, God knows where you are. He recognizes that. He respects it. Lift your hands and praise him with me right now. God, I thank you for the Spirit of God and the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. I know. God wouldn't cut this off and just limit it to people that's got white shoes on. If you need something from God and your shoes are brown or black or red or blue or purple or pink, you just stand up and lift your hands right now. And I believe God will undertake and touch you by the power and the presence of God. Lord, I call upon you right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I believe you, God, for your Spirit. Oh, who are you? Who is she to you? Lay your hands on her. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Right now, God. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise him. Praise him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come with me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Your mother never wanted you to marry him. She thought she could get somebody that looked a little better. But oh no. Amen. These are dear friends of ours. I was praying with them when they got saved. And they never looked back. Amen. Glory to God. I want you to stretch your hands in this way. Listen, folks. God is not in any kind of strain. I don't care what the prognosis is. God is in no stress or no strain. God can heal and deliver anything. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Jesus, in your name, God, I smite this cancer. I curse it. I command it to dry up and leave this body. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over this foul sin that has invaded the body of my sister. God, I believe you, Lord, to touch her. God, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Oh, God, that you would undertake, God. Jesus, I call upon you by the power and the Spirit of God. Lord, I call upon you and I thank you, God. I ask you to undertake by the Spirit of God. Touch my brother, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. You got to hang in here, brother. If you check in your chips, just as sure as I'm standing here, she'll marry some old boy with a mustache and the NIV. You're going to stick with her. Well, let's praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Just begin to pray for these people. Just begin to pray for them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Could you go to the piano, please? We're under time restraints. The world will make fun of you and say you believe in faith healing. You do not. Faith is not going to heal you. But faith is going to touch the God that does. Hallelujah. We're not faith healers. But our faith is in God, the healer. And we believe that God is a God of His Word. Sister Greta used to tell me, it's as much God's will to heal as it was to save. Because He paid for our healing the same way He did for our salvation. Glory to God. He was on the way to the cross and they striped His back. How many stripes? There's been big confusion. I don't know how many. I just know there's one there for you. Praise God. So I want you right now just to lift your hands with me once again and say, God, I receive your deliverance. I receive your deliverance by the power and the presence and the Spirit of God. In the name of Jesus, I call upon you and I praise you, God, for the grace of God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. If you're under the age of 25 years of age, I want you to come quickly as you can. Come to the altar with me. You're under the age of 25. I want you to come. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. These are the people that are going to change the world. We're not going to change the world. We just about hold our row. But these are the people that are going to change the world. Amen. I don't know, I may be wrong, but you look awful young to be over 25. Man, you guys look young. I would have guessed you to be in your teens. Come up here, I need you. Brianna, come up here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pastor, I know it's your birthday. I see him chomping at the bits. And his lady. Glory to God. These are the people that are going to change the world. I need a couple of brethren to get behind each one of these fellas to pray for them. I need at least two ladies to pray for each one of these ladies. You come and help me. You're the evangelist this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And everybody else who's able to stand on their feet, come and back them up. Just come and stand up here with us, would you? Glory to God. Hallelujah. I sense and I feel your strength. Glory to God. Your spirit upon him. Amen. You're a beautiful wife. She'd request prayer. Pray for my husband.